You know, earlier this summer, Governor David Ige extended the orders to prevent utilities from disconnecting customers who are having trouble paying their bills until the end of the year. Now, we talked to Kathleen Painui, the spokeswoman for the Honolulu Board of Water Supply, about that as more people are being laid off from their jobs.
We, like other utilities, have put a moratorium on shutoffs, so no one need worry that they would lose their water for non-payment of their bills. We, you know, understand water is a very critical resource, especially at this time given COVID, and we don't want to deny anybody, obviously, access to fresh and clean water for safety and health purposes. So we've extended our moratorium through the end of the year, so no water shutoffs at that point. And then we just ask people, you know, we understand right now it's incredibly difficult for a lot of people. Some people don't have any jobs. Some people lost maybe one of two or three jobs that they usually work. So we just say, please call us. Give us a holler. Call us at 748-5070. That's a special line we've put up. And talk to us, and we'll work with you. You know, our goal is to get you to pay something every month or whenever it's convenient to ensure that that number doesn't get too high, you know, that you don't have such a high bill. And sometimes just paying, you know, $5 a week or a couple times a month or even, you know, partial payment on your monthly bill goes a long way to not letting it get too high or out of control. So we're more than willing to work with people. We've set up on our website, if you go to our customer care service page on our website, we have options, you know, forms for people to review, fill out, send in if they are having trouble paying their bill. You know, fill this out, send it in, and we'll give you a call and we'll work with you. So we very much encourage people just to don't be afraid to call us. Just please call us.
And what's the traffic been like on your website since this pandemic hit?
We've been averaging about 250 hits a week on that, people just checking it out. And then from that, then drilling down from that number, we're averaging maybe about 8 or 9 applications sent in for payment relief. So not a very high volume of people. Most people seem to be, you know, they prioritized, you know, water service as a high priority. And so many people are still, you know, paying their bills and water being one of them, which we greatly appreciate. We know there's a lot of financial pressures on people. So the fact that they make us a priority, we are extraordinarily grateful for that.
And we know the Board of Water Supply here on Oahu, you've been working with the other counties too.
The managers talk constantly, you know, and again, share ideas and stuff like that.
One thing that I thought was interesting was that the use of the CARE monies, I know that people have been using that to pay their utilities, you know, their power bill. But it's a little different for the government agencies, the water and sewer?
Yeah, apparently, because we are a government agency, apparently CARES Act won't cover government services, from what I understand. And I'm no expert. This is just what I've been told. So CARES money is not apparently allowable to pay your water utility, but it is allowable to pay your electric bill.
Right, so it's kind of a little catch-22.
We were disappointed when we found that out because we thought, oh, what a great, you know, a way we can help our customers. And unfortunately, we weren't allowed to do that.
What about usage during this time? We've got the hotel and the visitor industry, you know, sharply curtailed, but they're still flushing the toilets in those high rises because they've got to keep the pipes going.
Correct. Yeah, they have to keep the pipes flushed to keep them, healthy and that bacteria doesn't grow in them. And that's just good best management practices for building operations. We obviously saw a decrease in water usage in the commercial sector. I mean, that's no surprise there. But then conversely, you had more people staying home, so, you know, it kind of offset. So overall usage has not significantly increased at all. We're pretty much on par for where we were last year and on par for our 5-year moving average. So we haven't seen a significant, in fact, actually the one thing that's probably impacted our usage more than COVID has is the fact that we're in a drought and we're seeing an increase. And, you know, it's the end of summer. It's a typical pattern that we see where, you know, it gets very dry this time of year and we see an increase in water use and then it drops down as we head into winter. And that we've seen, you know, we've seen some significant impact of that. But again, overall water use has remained in line with previous years. Again, we are in a drought, and we just want people to be cognizant of their water use and please conserve. Please don't water your lawn if you really don't need to. It will come back when the rains come back. You know, just the usual, you know, don't wash your car if you don't have to, or use, you know, water from your bathtub to wash your car type of thing. You know, I know it's a bit humbug, but we're just asking people. We know that people always see, you know, perceive government as being wasteful. So one of the things we try to do is work with our fellow government agencies. So we've sent letters to people and just asked them to be aware and be supportive, including the military as well. So we're doing our outreach to people right now just to ensure that people are getting the message and can do whatever they can. And then we have resources if they want to tap into them. We have ideas and suggestions. And again, it's things like watering the grass, filling swimming pools, stuff like that is what really kind of increases water usage.
That was Board of Water Supply spokeswoman Kathleen Pahinui talking to us about the snapshot of our water resources here on Oahu.